evening. It's Donna Miller here with Encouragement in the Kitchen. Glad to have you with me this evening. I just realized I'm unable to open a file that I wanted to be able to see to talk to you tonight about the differences in how your cells are nourished with whole grains versus the white flour. So if you'll excuse me kind of searching for something to open this. I had it opened earlier today and deleted a copy of it, and I'm afraid I might have deleted the wrong copy. So I'm going to be searching my recycle bin while I talk to you guys. Anyway, really glad to have you with me this evening. We're going to talk about really probably one of my favorite topics, which is whole grain goodness for your body. And if I sound like I'm on a soapbox and preaching against store-bought flour, hopefully by the end of this half hour, you're gonna see why. because really, there are a lot of reasons that store-bought flour is not good for you. If you have not had a chance to check out the new ebook that is online now, please go by and check it out. We have it at makebread.co, C-O, not com. So check it out at makebread.co. That's easy to find out. A lot of interesting things that people say about it. And because we put it out for review first. And it's gotten great reviews. I'm really excited about it. And we've been able I've taught classes through this whole thing before, through the whole process, but this is the first time I've tried to put a class down in written form, and it's turned out pretty well, if I say so myself. We poured over it, had several people look at it, and kind of help make it make sense, yet make it convenient to use. So you can learn the skills as if I'm with you in the kitchen. So you can go to makebread.co and find out about that. And I did find my notes in a readable form, so I'm excited. We've just launched that book, so it should be in from the printers probably this afternoon or tomorrow morning, one or the other, and we'll be able to have those ready for shipment in print as well. You can go to our store at millersgreenhouse.com. Just scroll down and look for the store icon and the store button. Go through and it's listed in there with the recipes. So you can check out the recipe books there, as well as my older book, which is 155 bread machine recipes. So have that little bit of info update. There are actually some great sales going on at the shop at millersgreenhouse.com/store, or just millersgreenhouse.com. Go down and click the store icon. The Nutrimill is currently being sold with, and that this will end when the flour bagger's gone, but it's being sold with a free flour bagger attachment, which is about a $69 value. The Sun Oven is on sale with all of its great dehydrating trays and preparedness pack. That's on sale right now. And we do have a new inventory of small bulk boxes that ship out from there as well. So check those out. All right, housekeeping out of the way. Why on earth would anybody want a mill at home? I was at a convention not very long demonstrating some of our equipment and really excited about it because the majority of people kind of, they got it. But I did eventually have one man walk up and he was pretty adamant about there was no need to store grain because flour is stored just as long as grain, and why would you bother? The truth of the matter is flour is going to kill you. He really wouldn't hear that. I didn't want to be combative back, so I just listened. White flour is akin to eating cornstarch, basically. It doesn't, of course, react the same, but it's akin to eating talcum powder. It's really not at all good for your body. There are a lot of reasons, one of which is scientists are now finding this out. Of course, some of us who were real food enthusiasts a while back realized this a long time ago, but it's now becoming mainstream information that foods in their whole form work synergistically. That's not some new age phrase synergistically just means one element makes the other element operate at its optimum. So when you eat a grain, whether it's a rice or a wheat, we're going to talk about wheat predominantly tonight because it's used in America for so many things, or it's a corn, or it's barley, kamut, spelt, millet, any one of these things. When you use it in its whole form, what you're doing is you're ingesting that food, even after you've ground it, it's still in its whole form, with all of the elements that synergistically work together to make the other elements work at their optimum. Now, the white part of white flour is really just the endosperm. It is the high starch and high protein section that is meant to feed the embryo of that grain that grows out of the seed. Wheat kernels, wheat berries, wheat seed, wheat grains, all are the same exact thing. They basically will regrow another plant, as long as they're not genetically modified. And that little plant lives in the embryo of the plant lives in the germ, which is the oil that is naturally occurring in every seed or kernel to feed the, hopefully one day, what they assume is, you know, it's kind of like an egg, hatching or emerging embryo plant. And then the outer part of the grain is, of course, the bran. And the bran has several different layers. The exterior of the bran, of the husk, is the bran, considered the unsoluble fiber, which is like the broom to clean things out of your intestines. The interior few layers are soluble fiber, which is meant to absorb toxins from your bloodstream and your intestines and move them out of your body. And then the interior, called the middling, they hold a good bit of the higher protein and still a bit of soluble fiber as well. So all of these work together on purpose to be a leveling agent for that higher starch, which is the endosperm, to keep it from spiking your blood sugar. When we eat white bagged flour, there is an intense spike in your blood sugar. Now, why not bagged whole wheat flour? Let me tell you why. Whole wheat bagged flour still has to be made shelf worthy. Let's reinterpret that word as processed to be shelf worthy. Shelf worthy does not mean it has been improved, and enriched, you'll find out in a little while, does not mean improved either. It means synthetic vitamins, which is, you know, kind of akin to eating a polyester shirt, not real food put in to make it look like there are more vitamins than there were. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But whole wheat flour that's been bagged and put on the shelf still has had to have a good portion of the wheat germ, which is high in vitamin E, which is one of the most missing vitamins in the American diet. It had to have the wheat germ taken out because it will go rancid left on the shelf. It's also had several different vitamins removed due to the processing and the oxidizing. Now, if you've made a loaf of bread from bagged whole wheat flour and it tasted bitter, it tasted dense, or it felt dense, it tasted bitter, it was just not a pleasant experience to try to make whole wheat flour, so you end up having to add that white stuff. The reason the whole wheat flour on the shelf tastes that way is because they can't get rid of every bit of the oil on the interior of the bran, and thus it has gone rancid. And if you don't know what rancid means, rancid is spoiled. Butter can go rancid. Oils can go rancid. All oils, that's the best word to use for when oils spoil. There is a small amount of rancidity mixed in within your dead bagged whole wheat flour, not to mention the oxidization and other things that do with it. That taste that is so bitter and nasty is due to it being rancid. We're allowed by the FDA to consume a certain amount of levels in spoiled food and bugs and unspeakable substances to show up in our processed food. And so you're basically agreeing that you will eat a certain amount of rancid oil when you buy whole wheat flour in a bag. Versus if you mill it directly at home, you have the absolute freshest 100% of the nutrients that was intended in that grain to consume in whatever baked good you make. And I can guarantee if you pop it in the fridge and don't use it even for up to 6 months, I'm sorry, the freezer, the flour will not become rancid. You can still have, it's just as convenient to mill your grain at home. You can throw a couple of cups into an electric mill. By the time you've gathered your other ingredients, it's done. It takes no more time than pulling a bag of dead flour off the shelf. Now, let me tell you what's missing in your white flour. Now, this is white flour. It's not going to be your whole wheat. But again, remember, your whole wheat is still missing a good portion of this. These are not exact percentages for that, but it is missing the fact that it has already oxidized, dyed, become rancid in the bag of whole wheat. So there are a lot of nutrients that are missing from a bag of flour that's been sitting on the shelf. You can take into consideration the fact that we know if you remove any portion of a bit of food, it is not 100% of the nutrients left in that food. So when they do the processing to make flour white and shelf-worthy, of course, there's a bleaching process, which bleach is usually a chlorine base. Think about ingesting additional chlorine into your diet. Not necessarily a good thing. The inner part of the whole wheat kernel is known as the endosperm. It consists of starch, as I said before. This is the source of all white flour. So although the endosperm only makes up about 83% of your entire wheat kernel, all it contains is, out of what it would be 100% nutrients if you use the whole thing, if you're using just the white flour, you're only getting 43% of the pentitic acid, which is naturally occurring in a wheat grain. You're only getting 32% of its riboflavin. You could be getting 100% of it. You're only getting 12% of its niacin. Niacin is so good for circulation, brain function, skin disorders. Riboflavin is a B vitamin, if you didn't know what that was. You're only getting 6% of its pyridoxine and only 3% of its thiamine, which is another B vitamin. And only about 70 to 75% of the kernel's protein. Although it does contain the most protein out of the entire kernel, you're only getting 75% of it. So basically, if you're only going to eat a portion of the nutrients in a kernel of grain, why would you not want to eat 100% of the nutrients so that in perfect balance, as God intended, all of these things plus the others, the fiber, the vitamin E, they all would work together. You're missing almost 100% of its vitamin E because they can't put the wheat germ oil in it, because it won't be shelf-worthy. So why would you do that? And secondly, what does it mean by enriched? What it means is they strip approximately, I think it's approximately 92 nutrients out of grain as it's processed. Approximately 92 by taking the wheat germ out, the husk, and then bleaching, and then oxidizing, and all of that to make it last a long time on the shelf. And then they put back about 4. That's just not 40, 40, it's 4, the singular digit, 4 of those nutrients back in synthetic form. Now, if you can't eat a polyester synthetic shirt, you probably shouldn't be eating synthetic vitamins either. Your body won't recognize them as real food. So why would I give you $100 or, you know, $92 and ask for 4 back and think you've made accurate change? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense in math. You're not getting the full nutrition that flour actually can give you. So it doesn't bode well to use just white flour. You are missing so much. Now, I know sometimes white flour is almost texture necessary, but you can still get organic white flour that contains the majority of the germ. There's a company that we purchase from, and we sell it as well. It's called Golden White, and it is an organic white flour. Well, it's not really white. It's still kind of milky looking because they do have a process in keeping the germ not rancid. I still always suggest that this be kept in the refrigerator or the freezer just for the off chance that wherever you keep it might get too warm and still make it rancid. But other than that one, I know of no other. It is extremely expensive comparatively to the cheap stuff you buy in the Walmart or the grocery store. And the cheap stuff that you buy basically is clogging up your colon. It's not really me saying a whole lot of news that isn't even out by the FDA that we need to make. They say we need to make 50% of our grains for the day, whole grains. I completely disagree. I think we need to make 100% of them whole grains and have the occasional treat of white because our bodies are not really even recognizing that white flour as a complete food because it's not. It would be like telling your child they could have an apple and just handing them the peel. Well, actually, it's not. It's more like candy bar. No, there's more nutrients in the core. Handing them an Applejack. It's not the same thing. It's a fake imitation. It's a stripped down imitation of the real thing. And now the one I'm trying to picture on, I'm trying to figure out if I need my glasses for this because I'm going to have a hard time reading it. It's on a diagram on the show page. It is what your cells are and are not getting from the whole grain. Now I know the show page kind of flips through slideshows. No way to make it hold there. And I'm going to do my very best to put my glasses on and kind of decipher this. I still can't even read the numbers. The pictures basically say an awful lot. It's an output of energy and feeding in your DNA strands and your mitochondria, which helps to deliver fat, or actually digest fat. And it's not digest, it's consume it. More of a utilize the fat as an energy source. If you can see the picture that says whole grain nutrition and refined grain nutrition as it toggles by in the screen, there's a picture of a whole grain next to what looks like a cell with lots of different colored dots. You're getting far more magnesium. I believe it's, okay, I can sort of decipher this. Within the whole grain, you get excessively more vitamin B3, B6, B5, B2, and B1. And I'm not able to see, even with the best of glasses, what the little lavender dot is. And obviously, you're getting a great deal more fiber and magnesium due to the fact that you have the bran in it. Then when you move into the germ, which I told you before, which is the high vitamin E section, it just says you get far more B1, B2, B6, B5, and one more, I think it's B3, and considerably more vitamin E. Vitamin E is a great skin and healing property. It is fantastic for... It does help with your healing properties and hair, nails. It's just one of those high oil, healthy oils, naturally occurring, not like an extracted oil. A lot of people will take vitamin E because they lack it in their diet. If you eat whole grains like this, you don't have to. As opposed to what you see the cell is nourished with in the in just the endosperm. It has like one of the B3 levels, one of the B6 levels, three of the B2 levels, and four of the B5 levels. You're missing all your fiber, all your magnesium, all your vitamin E, much of, let's see, it looks like vitamin B1 gone completely. And the two different cells show a depiction of what your energy output would be versus eating whole grain compared to eating white bread flour. And I have to go back to my screen because I don't know how much time we've got. And that way I don't mess up. So basically, you're missing so many things from white, especially white bagged flour, but you're still missing several from your whole grain bagged flour due to the fact that it oxidizes. I've used the word oxidization and oxidizes several times. What am I talking about? If you've ever sliced an apple in half and left one half sitting there for a little while, it starts to turn brown. Basically, That is oxidization. Plenty of other light-skinned fruits and light-fleshed fruits will do the same thing. Potatoes will do the same thing. They'll actually turn kind of black. Basically, it's a natural process. And by natural, I don't mean it's all good, but by natural, I mean it happens to everything that is not preserved. It's, you know, it's God's way of saying it's time to decompose this item. Oxygen hits it, and it oxidizes. So vitamin C, which is very prevalent in citrus juices, like lemon juice, is one thing that does help stop the oxidization process. You can put a little bit of lemon juice on your apple and it won't turn brown quite so quickly, your bananas or your pears, things like that. But you can't necessarily put the vitamin C in with a bag of flour. Vitamin C is also found in forms of citric acid. That is a natural preservative. It is naturally occurring in citrus, and it is an acid. So citric acid is not one of those really scary preservatives. If you see it in things occasionally, you might not want to freak out about it too badly. But you can't really do this with flour because it will change the taste and texture and the use of it. So the bagged flour is left to oxidize. What is naturally alive and naturally fresh is left to sit there, sometime for years. What's on the shelf in your store? You don't know how long it's been sitting there. It's in a paper bag. Oxygen does ebb and flow through paper. It's porous to a certain degree. It's not like plastic. But plastic's not going to stop the situation. Once the husk has been compromised of the wheat grain, the flour does what's intended to do. It naturally starts to oxidize and decompose because the grain ceases to have to hold the life of that embryo of the plant because it's released everything and it begins to die. If you mill the grain, you get the nutrients that they're and use the flour you freshly milled right away, you get the nutrients at their peak. Their absolute peak. So the nutrients are the most live and they nourish your body. If for any reason you can't use them immediately, bagging them and putting them in the freezer is your best defense against oxidization and rancidity. Those are some really fun words to say. It'll slow down the oxidizing process and avoid the oils from becoming rancid if you put them in the freezer. So you're good for your peak up to almost 7 days. If you put it directly into the freezer after milling. And it is still fresh enough to use without rancidity for about 6 months, fresh milled flour. And it has 100% of the nutrition that was intended to be consumed at the same time. Synergistically, it has the exact right amount of magnesium to work within the vitamins B, all the B and E vitamins, to make them work at their optimum level. Now, last but not least, why milling at home actually makes more sense. If you're trying to bake a healthy loaf of bread, let's just say you don't have a mill, so you want to make a healthy loaf of bread, you get whole wheat flour, but in order to lighten it, you need to add some white flour. So you've kind of cut your nutrients a little bit by that and added your, you know, increased your Elmer's glue factor. But so you want to also add some wheat germ. Well, you can buy that separately. Oh, and some bran. You can buy that separately. And you need to buy maybe some gluten to make sure the thing rises and isn't too terribly heavy because that dense bag flour of wheat, whole wheat, is kind of heavy. You've basically bought 5 or 6 products to almost and not even completely make up what you could mill with 1 to 2 pounds of grain at home. And you've more than likely spent far more. I know that right now, let's see if I could do the math. We sell a 30-pound, I'm sorry, I do this every time, we sell a 50-pound bag of grain for about $30. And so that makes it, I have to do the math, makes it about 60 cents a pound. And a pound is 2 cups. And a pound of grain will make about 3 cups of flour, which actually makes a loaf of bread. That's 60 cents worth of flour right there. And it's whole wheat. It's whole fresh wheat with the E's and the the magnesium and all the bran that you would want to maybe add in later, already right there for 60 cents. That's your start for your healthy loaf of bread without having to buy all of those extra added. Basically, they've taken the grain and sold it to you four different ways, making four times as much on that grain of flour or that grain of wheat as they normally would. So why not just buy it cheaper yourself? When you go with whole foods, whether they be, you know, a steak or something, a good cut of meat that you grind yourself into burger, or you eat a real apple versus, I don't know, or you eat a real blueberry versus a Pop-Tart, or buying those box mixes of what sugars, tidbits that are flavored like blueberries with dye and additives. The real food is always going to be cheaper. I know it's kind of a misperception because the sticker price on the box looks less, but a lot of people don't think of is how much further the real food stretches. If you get six servings out of this one real food versus one out of the box imitation or the box processed version, you are getting a lot more for your money. You need to divide it into servings. So that's why when we figure out how much you can make a loaf of bread for, I can make it for 60 cents worth of flour. And it's whole flour. It's everything as it was intended to be consumed together. So it is more cost effective. It is more nutritionally effective because of all of those vitamins working within as they should together as a team, each pulling their weight as they're supposed to because they're designed to cooperate together synergistically and make each other work at their peak performance. And then, of course, convenience-wise, if you can mill it at home, which is very fast, you don't have to worry about the bad taste, the rancid, the Elmer's glue factor, all of those things. So it's far more convenient than buying six different things to try to throw together to make a healthy loaf of bread or healthy muffins or whatever. You can use the whole thing in one shot through your mill. So right now, that's about it as far as because I have run out of slides and they probably just keep going through. But that's about it on what is missing. There are an awful lot more things that are missing when they strip down wheat and corn. Basically, every grain that can be processed and bagged, you're missing a great deal of the elements by not milling them immediately or milling them fresh and immediately using them in a recipe. So I hope you will consider investing in a mill. I always tell everybody if you have money to invest in a kitchen gadget, a grain mill is the best investment. And then go out and buy a bread machine from Goodwill for $8. Use that to knead the dough while you're folding laundry or something, because the quality of your flour is going to go far surpass whatever your skill might be in coming out in taste. You can throw it in the bread machine, do it by hand, make muffins with it. It's the flour quality is going to be what increases your taste of your food, and the mill is really the only thing that's going to do that. So for now, I'm signing off. This is Donna Miller. We'll see you guys next Wednesday, which will be the 21st of March. It'll be the day after spring begins. So from now on, I hope you enjoy some encouragement in the kitchen. Try new things, play with your food, and have a great time with it. God bless, and we'll talk with you again real soon. Take care. Bye-bye.